Okay, so we're doing the laws of Shabbos. We had learned there's melechet boneh, the task of building. You build a house, you build an extension to a house, that's boneh. Then there's the opposite of that, soter, when you take down something in order to build in that location. So if you're just taking something down so that you're being destructive, but if it's a part of being productive, you're taking it down in order to build something there, that's soter al menat livnot, you're taking down for the sake of building. We discussed that an extension of boneh is building a tent, relevant in the army, relevant if you have, now Sukkot is coming up. So you wouldn't be allowed to put schach down on the sukkah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. That's part of boneh, is also building some kind of canopy, some kind of covering. That's also boneh. We discussed the idea that in order for an ohel to be prohibited, it has to be an ohel keva, just like binyan has to be with permanence. So too an ohel, a tent that you're going to build, has to be with permanence. Different opinions whether permanence means 3 days, 2 weeks, a month. If it's not with permanence, then it is a rabbinic prohibition. We discussed that the concept of ohel is anything, any cover that you're putting on. It could be to protect from rain, it could be to protect from the sun, it could be to give privacy. And an extension of the building of an ohel is also the building of a mechitza, building a partition. Just as I cannot put in a canopy, an overhang that's going to be protective, I also cannot erect some kind of partition. Now we have to define which type of mechitza is prohibited. Before we go there, let's again define a few of the things that are permissible. I'm allowed to open and close the door. I just created a mechitza, right? I closed the door now. But anything that's connected, that's built with a hinge, so there it's considered like I just moved the same thing in two different directions. That same permissiveness is going to allow me to move a roof. Some people have in their homes a roof that moves, and under that they have their sukkah. So am I allowed to move that roof on its hinges back and forth or up and down? Yes, because even though technically I'm creating a canopy, I'm creating the overhang, but that's permissible because it's a part of the house that shifts, just like a door can shift. What we left hanging is the question of an umbrella. Why isn't an umbrella the same thing? And we said we're still going to get back to that. So let's move forward now. Within the laws of a mechitza, this is also relevant on Shabbos. So, what type of mechitza is going to be prohibited? Yes?
To make it Shabbos productiveness, why can you not get gifts on Shabbos?
Oh, so we'll discuss that, Bezachim. Remind me, we'll get back to that, okay? It's part of the what Chazal didn't want you to do, weekday-like things. You're not supposed to acquire things. Right, it's part of not making an act of acquisition on Shabbos. I mean, Chazal didn't want us to do business on Shabbos. Chazal didn't want us to acquire things on Shabbos. Okay, so we move forward. Mechitza ha'asura. In order for mechitza to be prohibited, so if it's a mechitzat keva, I'm creating a partition that's going to be here for a long time. That's one type that's prohibited. Then there's a mechitza arai. It's not there. It's not going to be there with permanence, but I need it there for halachic purposes. So then, even though it is arai, even though I'm going to remove it shortly, our sages prohibited erecting such a mechitza on Shabbos. What's called a halachic mechitza? If I need it to divide, for example. If I need it to create a reshus hayochid, I want to be able to carry in this private domain, and I need one more partition in order for this to be a private domain that makes it permissible for me to carry there. Let's say I have a sukkah, and my sukkah has three walls, and one of the walls falls down, and now I want to erect that wall again. So I'll just spread out a tablecloth, and I'll attach it so that it stands firm. Okay, again, I've created a mechitza that creates a halachic status. That mechitza, so I've created a halachic status. Let's say a person wants to use the facilities, and he's camping, and you're not supposed to use the facilities right near Sfarim. So he wants to set up a mechitza so that he could take care of his needs. Well, again, that mechitza is creating a state of permissibility. So that's called mechitza hamateret. This, by the way, teaches us a halacha that we're not supposed to change a child's diaper next to svarim. You could say that the jacket of the sefer is a cover, but just as we don't do our own needs, we're not supposed to change a child's diaper next to svarim, next to the candles of Shabbos. Where it's most relevant is when a couple wants to be intimate. They're not allowed to do that in a room where there's svarim, but if they put up a mechitza, then it's permissible. That's a mechitza amateret. A couple's not allowed to be intimate in a room where there's a source of light. But if they put up a mechitza, so then that source of light is in another room. Again, that would be a mechitza hamateret. So that mechitza creates a status of permissibility. Yes? Any mechitza that creates a halachic status is prohibited rabbinically. Asur midrabanan. If that mechitza creates a halachic status, it creates a sukkah, it creates a private domain, it separates between sfarim and a bathroom. So it creates a halachic status. That type of mechitza is prohibited. It's interesting, the Mishnah Brura in this halacha writes, if you want to give a class, and there are men and women in the class, and you'll set up a mechitza that will allow you to give a class, so he says, "En lecha mechitza materet gdola mizo." That's the greatest type of mechitza that creates permissibility. And there you see the Chafetz Chaim writes that it's obvious. Before there was a mechitza, you couldn't teach Torah. There were men and women sitting together. Now that they're separate, you can. That's where the Mishnah Brura writes it.
And what about on Shabbos?
So on Shabbos, you would not be allowed to create such a mechitza.
You have this room, and you were having a minyan for Shabbat, and you were expecting women, and the woman came, you couldn't
stop. We haven't yet defined what happens if it's a mechitza on wheels, what happens if it's a standing mechitza. We're talking about you're spreading a cloth. You're creating the mechitza.
Right.
What happens if there's already a mechitza? We'll get there.
Yeah, but I'm saying if there isn't, let's say you have a room like this and you forgot to put your curtain up before Shabbat.
Then you could write.
Maybe it wouldn't matter with the back.
Right, but I'm saying, but you can't. We'll get there. We'll get there. Ari.
I mean, my question is along the same idea of what technical questions about if it's for tabernacle, so you're probably going to say we'll get there.
Okay. So if the mechitza is already partially built, so then I can add to it when I'm doing something that's not going to be with permanence. So let's say I have the curtain that's folded up against the wall, but I still have a tefach of that curtain. So then that's okay, because I've only extended a mechitza that's already there, provided that it is arai, provided that it's without permanence.
Extend
it, yeah.
Question. If it's not necessarily a curtain mechitza, but it's several planks of wood or something aligns together, if you already have a tefach's worth already set up, are you allowed to then add on lean against that the additional...
Step by step, but there's one more stipulation we were about to get to,
okay. And
that is that tefach has to have been there for the sake of a mechitza. You can't say, I had a stack of chairs here, so I had a partial mechitza, and now I'll extend it.
Okay.
Yeah. It has to be a kavanah. It has to be with intention for a mechitza. There's one more type of permissibility, and that is when it's not really a mechitza. Meaning, if you put up a curtain and it's not attached on the bottom, that's not a mechitza. A curtain that's only attached on top and it could really shift in the wind, so you don't see the women on the other side, but that's not really a mechitza.
As
correct.
In all cases or only if it's outside the
No, I'm saying in order for it to have the status of a partition of a mechitza, it has to be attached on the bottom as well. If it's attached on top and not on bottom, then it's not. Then that's not a mechitza yet. For the, it's not a mechitza that's aser on Shabbos.
It is a mechitza. It's divine.
Yeah.
Right. I've seen people sometimes use, you know, I don't want to get into it where I have some of these plants, you know, they're kind of long plants dividing the sides on tables. You know, they're like tables, and then they have plants on there. It's not
okay.
Perfect. But, you know, as we know, there are some that amphitheaters, so certainly people can see that there's a separation. If the prohibition is about not seeing, those are big problems. Prohibitions are only separate, you know, then you can have wicked stare, you know, but it's still separate.
That's another topic. If you want, we'll discuss that later.
On this topic, though, I'm still confused. If it attaches from the top, you have a curtain that goes along the string from the top, and you're indoors, so there's no worry about the wind blow. It does not have the status of a mechitza. That can be used on Shabbat if it's not also tied to something on the bottom, at least in one point. I don't understand the qualifications.
In order for a curtain to be called a mechitza with regards to Shabbos, it has to be attached on top and on bottom. If it's not attached on top and on bottom, that's not yet a mechitza. The fact that that curtain that shifted will help us to be able to daven, because it forms a separation between men and women, but it's not yet a mechitza. So in the sense of davening, I have a separation. In the sense of Shabbos, I don't. Now, it happens to be that Rav Moshe Feinstein held that in order for a mechitza to permit you to daven, it has to have the halachic status of a mechitza for Shabbos, and you would have to attach it on bottom. But most of Am Yisrael did not accept what Rav Moshe Feinstein said. Meaning, in most of Am Yisrael, we have all kinds of mechitza. Sometimes it's just a curtain, and it's not attached on bottom. And people feel very comfortable davening there. They say, the women are on this side, I'm on that side, it's fine. Technically, halachically, that's not a mechitza. If it's only hanging on a string, and it's not attached on bottom, even though I'm in a place where there's no wind, it's not going anywhere. But halachically, that's not a mechitza. A mechitza, by definition, is a curtain that's attached on all four sides. It's not movable. Then I have a mechitza.
Are you allowed to activate the attachment, the clips? I mean, I don't think you're allowed to tie on Shabbat.
You couldn't do that, no. Then you would be creating a mechitza.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that in our shul, there was a time that we had mechitzas, and then they were borrowed. And then one Shabbos, suddenly the person who lent it to us needed it back. The organization and the yeshuv needed it back. So suddenly we're mechitzalists, right? So they took a bunch of tablecloths and they put them over a string, and we had a mechitza. And as is often the case, something temporary suddenly lasted a year. And after a month or two, I looked at it and I said to myself, actually, we don't have mechitza according to Rav Moshe. Because you feel like you have a separation, but it's not attached on the bottom.
How would you be able to?
Okay, so that became difficult because that would involve, you know, nailing it to the walls, creating more holes for something that was temporary. So
if the curtain draped a little bit on the bottom, then you wouldn't be able to put something.
You could put a brick. Yeah, technically you could do that too. I hadn't thought of that. Maybe that would have worked, right? That's a good idea.
You would not be allowed to do that on Shabbat.
Right. But what I did was I set up, we had chairs that had a high back that hit 10 tefachim, right? So I set those up next to the mechitza, and that way you had, the chairs at least created the mechitza according to Rav Moshe. Not the weight. If you have a height of 10 tefachim, if you have that height, so you have a halachic mechitza. 10 tefachim height is a partition. Yes, Daniel. Right, we'll get there. That's not, but the fact that it's steady, it's not a curtain, a curtain has to be attached in order to have the halachic status of a partition. But when you have something made of wood on wheels, it doesn't have to be attached, that's a mechitza in its own right. A curtain isn't a mechitza unless you make it firm like a wall. When you have a movable wall, that's a mechitza by its own nature. Okay, we will continue with Hashem. We're work in progress. Okay.